Shmaitzah Shir Sunday night, or le Vav Teves, and we're in Shmaitzah Vav. And let's see, we're going to start from in the middle of Perek Tes. It's not really a new inyan because he's talking about the idea of an Eid Echad. The Shmaitzah is not differentiating between Eid Echad Nema B'Yisurin and other places that you find an Eid Echad has a Nemonus for special reasons that Chazal gave a Nemonus, like a father being Nemon, not a Chazal really, the Torah. The father has a Nemonus to say he was Mekadosh's daughter to a certain person, or other cases where an Eid Echad is Nemon. So there's a question about if the Eid Echad wants to backtrack, wants to be Chozer, wants to retract what he said, and he has an excuse for doing so, called in Gemara parlance an amasla, an excuse. He gives a reasonable explanation. He doesn't just apparently, since the Shmaitzah says two Edom cannot do that, even with an amasla, that's for sure, because of the din of Kivin Shehiget Shuvin Echazer Magid, right? And an Eid Echad, he says, has no din of Kivin Shehiget Shuvin Echazer Magid. But apparently, even if an Eid Echad has no din of Kivin Shehiget Shuvin Echazer Magid, but if he just said, I was lying, I'm changing my mind, so we wouldn't believe him, because why should we believe his second statement? If it wasn't Toichid Ein Dibur, Meichi Teisi. So that's why the whole discussion in the Shmaitzah is to be Chazer through an Amasla. An Amasla is a reason why we would believe his second statement over the first. I mean, his second statement is a retraction. But the Amasla gives us a reasonable explanation of why he's being Chazer. Without an Amasla, he just says, I was lying, I'm changing my mind. So then we wouldn't believe him. He would have no nemonis.
We still believe his original Eidos.
We would believe the original Eidos.
The whole thing? Like, here we know the guy is wrong about something or lying about something. I mean, wrong about something or lying about something, I would just think...
No. No, we say he wants to be Chazer, and he can't. So that's why the whole discussion is with an Amasla. Even without a din of Kivin Shehiget Shuvin Chazer Magid. The din of Kivin Shehiget Shuvin Chazer Magid is already with an Amasla. But there's a din, Kivin Shehiget Shuvin Chazer Magid. That's what you see from the Shmaitzah, that his whole discussion is whether or not there's a din of Kivin of whether an Eid Echad can be Chazer through an Amasla. He assumes there's no din Kivin Shehiget Shuvin Chazer Magid, but he still needs the Amasla. So Lechora, it's because if Hisham wants to change his mind, he's not believed. Why we don't believe someone that's not changing his mind?
No, that's the rationale.
But
according to the Chachmei Venitia, so
yes, it is. That's the discussion in the Shmaitzah. That's the story up till now. The story thus far.
Chachmei Provincia.
The Shmaitzah told you could be Chazer with an Amasla, and he brought down a run. That's the story thus far. Okay, if we're going to start with the paragraph that starts with the words Ubechuvos Harosh. Does everyone have it? Ubechuvos Harosh. I'm sorry. So in the discussion, it came up the idea, really a totally different idea, but it came up in the Shmaitzah's discussion of the thing I just said. And this is really what we're in the middle of. I'm sorry, really. The Hakdama was really not relevant to tonight's shiur. It's just... that's how it started. But the Shmaitzah got into a discussion of a different rule called Shavya Nafshe Chetichet Yisura. And according to the way he interpreted a certain Tosfos in Yevamos, so he Tosfos has a kasha, why isn't it a certain case by a Shemeres Yavam, where ostensibly a woman has to be Mesiabim, and then she says that there's no din yibum, she had a child from her husband, so why isn't the Shavya Nafshe Chetichet Yisura on the Yavam, that she's Shavya Nafshe, and that's why she can't be Mesiabim? That is Tosfos Kasha. The Shmaitzah answers Tosfos Kasha. Right, but the Shmaitzah answers Tosfos Kasha in a different way than Tosfos answers it. But we're not on. We're in the middle of.
Why does Shmaid feel he has to give another Torah?
Shmaid, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know because he holds it's true.
Because
he holds his Torah is true. How does Shmaid viewed in the world we live in? I would say, in the post Rav Chaim era, part of Rav Chaim's approach to analyzing the Gemara with the Rishonim is that the Rishonim are sacrosanct, and you don't touch the Rishonim. And you see, the Achronim before Rav Chaim had no problem doing things like answering Tyson's questions and even arguing with the Rishonim. I've never. Rav Moshe really says in a famous Hakdama to his first volume of Igros Moshe, he says there's really no rule that you can argue with Rishonim. Just you're a damn fool if you are. That's all. I don't think that was his exact. It could be I'm paraphrasing. But yeah, Tysus still said what he says. He's just giving a different terrace to Tysus Kasha. So his terrace to Tysus Kasha is that you can't do Shavya Nasha Khadija Surah because just as a woman who's married can't make a Shavya Nafsha Chatichet Yisura on her husband, because you can't do Shavya Nafsha Chatichet Yisura against a Shibud, she's Meshubut to her husband. So you can't do Shavya Nafsha against the Shibud. So a Shmeres Yavam is really, to a degree, and this is what today's discussion will center around, the degree to which a Shmeres Yavam is Meshubut to the Yavam, she's Omed Leibum, Omedes Leibum, so she can't really be Shavya Nafsha Chatichet Yisura. And that's what the Shmaitzer answers Taisus Kasha, and that's where this discussion now picks up. That what?
Obviously, the Rishonim agree with the Ram that a woman cannot make herself ask her husband.
No. No, there are Rishonim that say there's a complicated Gemara sugya at the end of the Dorim, the last Omud actually, where a woman says, "I was Mizana." So in the Mishnah says she's not Nemon because Chashin and Shemay Nehem Nosna Ba'achim. She figured it's an easy way to get, even without hiring a publicist. She can get. She'll just say that she was Mazana Tachas Ba'achim. Right? She just said she was Mazana Tachadadna. She's also Tachadadna. We'll have to give her a get. So the Chazal was smarter than all the bleeding hearts out there, and they said you can't let a woman decide that she wants to get. So we're afraid that she just wants to get. So she's not believed. Now that leads to the question: why do you? What about Shavir Nafsha? Like, how could Chazal ignore the Shavir Nafsha? So some say yeah, Chazal could be goes there. Can uproot Shavya Nafsha. There's a longer stare because they're saying, with their insight into human character, that she's not really being Shavya Nafsha, she's really lying. That's the shot in those Rishonim. They're not really being Mafkia Shavya Nafsha, they're saying she's lying. So she's not being Shavya Nafsha. But some Rishonim answer that she has no koyach to be Shavya Nafsha because she's Meshubah to the Baal. So there's no problem of Shavya Nafshe. The point is, though, she's saying she was Mazane, like maybe stop, we should believe her. She said, we don't believe her, Hashem Enem Nosta Ba'achem. So that's where there are differences of opinion in the Rishonim, if a married woman could be Shavya Nafshe. The Shmaitzer is assuming she cannot. And he's extrapolating that a Shemeres Yavam also cannot. Ubetshuvas HaRosh, now he's going to bring down apparently a machlokas Rishonim or a shaila the Rishonim, an arusa. See, that gets more interesting. An arusa is an arusa, right? Bimei Chazal, the norm was for a year to separate. I don't know. want to make a macha about calling an erusin an erusin. Such a terrible lashon. I always rant. This is one of my rants.
Because it's not really an erusin.
Right. Yeah. So right. Of all the words and the language.
Unless they break the place that they're
erusin. No. Erusin is kedushin. Erusin is kedushin. Harayat muresasli. You need a get from erusin. Of all the billions of words they could have chosen. And the Frum Oilam goes along with it.
No,
they call
it's not
it
like
an Erusin.
Word that just landed on that. They landed on it because it's the closest word they already
had.
Yeah,
but it's a terrible word to
right.
use. It's a word.
Instead.
Yeah, no, in Israel they say an Erusin. Okay. Maybe there's a difference between Erusin and Erusin, maybe. But they say Erusin, and it's terrible. It's a terrible word to use because the word Erusin really
implies.
It has halachic.
By Grisha.
Yeah.
Along with some stock against lighting cameras in a hotel lobby.
Why? Because the older I get, the less cheshek I have to say things when no one will listen to me. When I was younger, I didn't care if people listened to me or not.
Really, I have actually a chance to make to listen to me.
This is something everybody's aware of, just nobody cares.
No, no. The dining room thing, most people aren't
aware
of. No, this, I mean,
America,
everyone knows
in America, because I lived in Muncie. And when I lived in Muncie, it wasn't the metropolis it is now. It was still a little small stuff. And I wrote, I'll tell you what I once did. Pithmuck, now there's no more Pithmuck on the Shalom in Muncie. But there was a Pithmuck. Pithmuck's a chain of supermarkets. So they opened the kosher aisle, for all the kinds of popcorn. You know. So I wrote a tshuva, you have to buy from a Jew. It bothered me very much that everybody's running to Pithmuck to save 39 cents. And the Jewish stores were suffering. You know, the makolet, the equivalent of a makolet. Now, nobody has a makolet in America anymore.
Bodegas still have some of them. Some bodegas.
Even a month still have.
They're bigger than a makolet.
Yeah,
they're like
mini market,
right. So I wrote a tshuva about the din of you have to buy from a Jew, and up to how much more you should allow it to cost you in order to buy from a Jew. And I gave it out in the town, and I put a stack in every store, not in Pathmark, rather. And I like to think I had an influence. I don't know, you know, you never know, but because there was still a small shtetl, and I was on a bezin there, so people are like stupid. People are stupid. They don't know. They took me seriously because I'm on a bezin. And now Muncie is a booming metropolis. Now they have Evergreen. Which is like, if you think pomegranate is bad, you know about pomegranate? It's a store in Flatbush, which is the symbol of Gashmius. But the truth is, Muncie leapfrogged over the symbol of Gashmius pomegranate, and they opened a super duper Gashmius dicker, Magushim dicker place, and it's called Evergreen. And my son lives in Muncie, he shops there. He says, Tati, you never saw such Gashmius in your life. You walk in there, the kids are being entertained by clowns and by things, and there's spotlights on the meat.
We have the key for the office to print the locker sheet.
What?
The locker sheets are here.
I don't know. I don't take any responsibility for any computers or how to use the computer or how to print anything out on the computer. Right? The office is yours, and I trust you. Oh, I'll have what you want tomorrow. I don't have it today. I forgot about it. It's my fault. I apologize. I don't take any achrayas. Maybe you should have someone that knows what he's doing, or you know what you're doing.
Check out.
Oh, yeah.
They have spotlights on the meat. Spotlight. And that is with Greek yogurt now. But now everybody has Greek yogurt. Another thing, it's my son tells me it's terrible. I don't know Evergreen. And you have your personal shopper. You could call up, and they have a person, miyuchad, that's going to be your personal shopper. He says, it's geschmack, but it's terrible, you know. Okay, Evergreen. That's a month. Okay, anyway, but now I've mellowed, believe it or not.
You should have seen me when I was younger.
I've mellowed. Now
I feel like I really chill.
sad.
Now I don't bother saying things if no one's going to listen to me.
No, that's just so people will take it seriously. You hear what I'm saying?
So let me rephrase it.
Lobby.
Let me rephrase it. I finally realize that no one will listen to me. I used to fantasize.
Talk about the lobby.
It's terrible. 150 brachalabatolos.
People don't know that.
You say 150 what?
Brachalabatolos.
People don't know
all the people lighting.
You told the rub of the hotel. They were
Shabbos. You can light. You can make a bracha.
The what? The what?
There's rubs and there's like mashgichim hotels. And some of them are Yerush Shemayim.
I don't know. The mashgichim will say it's not my business. I didn't set up. Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe I will find out after 120 years. Hashem will say, why didn't you speak up? You spoke up that your steak was not well done.
Did you have an eitzah? Did you have an eitzah for what they should do?
They should all make a... Either they should make a shliach. Either they should turn off and on the lights in the place where they're eating. But you can't have all the women do that. Even here, there are only 10 sections.
Like at the light in the dining room.
You can have 150 women turning on and off the lights. The hotel won't let them.
Make a bracha on the
your own room.
Yeah, you can make a bracha on the room.
That's the best thing to do.
But what women are not going to
like? You feel like
a... My wife! You
turn the light on without making a bracha if you want to. You feel good. And turn on the light and make a bracha in your room. But at least people aren't going to make a bracha matala.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
You're right.
Maybe even if you don't want to be the one to do it,
maybe it's a time
out. Somebody who would.
That's a good answer. The light anyway in the lobby without a bracha.
Yeah.
My wife wanted to do it. My wife wanted to do it. So she had right there.
What's the code for that?
Sorry?
The computer, the code.
Which computer?
The computer for the distance difference.
The shul's computer?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Right.
The laptop or the big computer?
Nobody knows.
Use the big computer. There's no
code.
No, there's not. Or if there is, I don't know it. Press enter. I don't think there's a code. I think it's just press enter.
We told them when you actually show your fridges. Okay. No?
Okay.
Anyway,
maybe you're right.
Did Rav put up the thing in the hall here? That long thing about Moach Echad? Is that the Rav? No?
Doesn't sound like me.
Did the Rav see it?
No.
But somebody came out against him?
No, that's totally different subject. It's just a very long thing from a book called Tamim, or the chapter Tamim Gehem Shem Al Kedra. And it's very hard. You got to read it very carefully to figure out what the heck you're talking about. But it's against...
I always feel like I'm the only one not like reading these things and looking oblivious.
This guy is chewing over something that was already done over by the Zeb Hatzim and the Zeb Hatzim, and it's okay. The guy's wasting his
time. I know, but I don't know what. I mean, whatever. I figured what I knew about it.
So that bulletin board is after. I'll take something down.
Take it down. Rabbi Yosef says, no, Rabbi Yosef passed already that, no, my father lost a lot of business because people came out against what he does. They got rid of a lot of chasidim. The father doesn't want to die. Rabbi Gross Bezdin and Rabbi Yosef Bezdin passed, and he lost a lot of business because people come out and they don't know what they're talking about and they're all true.
I don't even know what it is.
But I don't even know what we're talking about.
You take it though.
I should take it.
What's the subject?
You don't even know. That's what Hefka Bulls are for. I don't know if you'll have to take it. That's
a
problem. Yeah, I guess so.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's what I didn't know.
There was once an advertisement for something without a Hefka. I took it down.
This is the same thing. It's a guy taking away people's parnasa.
I don't know, some sort of mental healing.
Well, it's the easiest way to say it. Psychology, it's like alternative medicine psychology.
Okay. I never heard of them.
Baruch Hashem.
Right, I didn't know. That's how I was.
The person that never heard of penicillin, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Anyway, the Tshuvas HaRosh. So this segues into the question about an Arusa. Harrison, right?
Oh.
If an Arusa Kedusha V'Anafsha, or is she Meshubet to the Oris? The Rishonim that hold that a woman can't, talking about a married woman, the Shmaitzer tells it to a Shemeres Yavon. He will now open the discussion about an Arusa. Is she Meshubet to the Oris? she's not meshubit, like he can't marry her ba'al karcha. She's not that meshubit to him. No, what, why is that funny? I meant
she would get to get to leave him, right?
Yeah. Right?
So.
But not meshubit to get married to him. I mean, she is, but she's not.
She's
so that's the shot.
She's married to him already?
Yeah, I'm talking about the soul.
Yeah, technically married to him, right?
But there's no
nusu,
and she doesn't live with him. There's no dinner of ma'aser yadayim. Yeah, but adrabah. And now she wants to say that he has to give her a gift. Is she meshubid to get married to him? That's the shaila. Is she meshubid linosei lo to take the next step? Is an arusa meshubid linosei to the arusa? So speaking out, she's certainly not meshubid in the sense where he could marry her al karcha. Actually, a Yavam could be Miyavam Baal Karcha. So a Yavama is more Meshubah to the Yavam than an Arusa is Meshubah to the Arus. Meshubah is a Rosh. Now, here's the whole story. If you think crazy things happen nowadays, so you read some Chuvas in the Rishonim, and you see that plenty of crazy things happen then also. So here's a story where a woman got Neskadish to someone, and then another person came along and he started yelling that he was Makadish her first. Becha Shehotzi Kol Shekiddish Isha V'imukudeshes La'acher. Becha Shehotzi Kol Shekiddish Isha first. And she was meanwhile being Mukudeshes La'acher. Umachmas Yira, she thought, the woman thought that people are going to believe him. Then she'll be stuck. What is she going to do? So she went and hired false Adim. to forge a get from the second, from the guy that's screaming. So if people start believing him, she'll just produce the get. Yeah, but did the wolf? That's great. So she hired Adim. Apparently it wasn't too hard to hire false Adim. And to produce a false star, to be Messiah for star, that's heavy stuff. Because of Allah Rosh, now the Rosh has a whole tshuva about who's believed, who's not believed.
Anyway, it wasn't a very good.
It was not a very. But what happened is that the guy tainted, it's a Haidah's Baldin that you're Makudish to me. Because you hired false Adam to write a false get.
The story came out.
So now, and now the wise guy who was going around spreading rumors said it right.
He would never hire false Adam unless it's true.
He signed Haidah's Baldin. That's what he said. Because of the love of Rosh, do I have a get? Love Haidah. Because she had an excuse that she was afraid that people would believe him. So she did it because she was afraid people would believe him. But it's not a Haidah. Because of Allah Rosh, do I have a Haidah Shekid Shazah? Elohim Sharasa Machshavosu Shalzah. She saw that he's looking for false Adam that he was Makadishah. So she preempted him with her instead of false Adam. Very nice.
And it's pretty heavy, though. She's Mamash and Avarianit. And the Rosh is Mohammed's first for her.
Well, she was afraid.
The Adam
are the real Avarim.
She's a smart lady.
Yeah, the Adam should not. The Adam did a terrible thing. They falsified a star. They wrote a star mezuyah.
She was afraid of
Kedosh.
You can't whitewash the slime. She's Clinton hired Adi Sheker. She's a slime ball.
Yeah, but she did it. But she
Midbar Sheker Tirchak. I'm sorry. No sense of the words.
You don't understand the fear of these guys.
You want to say she's not the Shakranit?
No, she's afraid.
Midbar Sheker Tirchak. I'm not saying she's afraid.
He's in a rant against Kanoah.
I'm not saying she's
afraid.
I'm saying that you can understand why she did it.
Of course, that's what the Rosh is saying.
All right, that's it. That's the word.
The real.
That's what we need.
But the real bad guys are the Aiden.
Right. They're the ones.
They're the ones that lied, and they had no excuse. They did it for money.
Well, she gave them. So she's living the email.
The same, but she did it because she's afraid, at least. Right. They didn't have no excuse. Right. They did it.
They're just rotten people.
Right. Right.
Them, you could speak badly about.
Okay, so, because of the love of Rosh, I have a Kaidosh, a Kinshasa, Now, in the middle of the tshuva, the Rosh says, all of this is not Magaya, just makes more interesting story. In the middle of the tshuva, the Rosh says, let's say she wouldn't have been Moida. Let's say she would have been Moida that she was previously Mekudesh. Would she be believed?
If she said that she was?
Yeah, she would have been Moida. The guy, meanwhile, wasn't producing Eidim. He was trying to hire his set of false Eidim. So the Rosh speculates in the middle of the tshuva, let's say she'd be Moida. And she would say that she was Mekudesh to the first guy. So the Rosh says, she'd be believed. It would be Shavyon Nafshe Chatichet Yisura on her fiancé. What? That's the Rosh. That's the Rosh saying that she's Shavyon
Nafshe. She can make it to Shavyon
Nafshe. Oh, that's the Rosh. The Rosh says it like casually. He doesn't make a big deal out of it. Now the Beis Yosef jumps on the Rosh. The Beis Yosef Hiksha the typically Hechemahani Hoido also. How could you say that her Hoidoa helps Lushma Shainav Shechatiha the Yisura Lafkui Atzmo Mibaiwa? She's Muresa, she needs a get. It's like she's married. So how could you allow a Shavya Navshe from an Oris to an Arusa? So the Shmaitzer produces now, we'll call it a Machlokas Rosh and Beis Yosef, where the Rosh assumes that you could do Shavya Navshe if you're an Arusa. That's right, because she could have said, "Amoida was mekudeshes to you before," and the Beis Yosef says, "No, you can't do it. You can't do shavya nafshe from an arusa to an arus." Okay, with our kibosh kashim, liyashin al kaponim. You have this shaila here between the Rosh and the Beis Yosef. The shaila is the chumas marit kosav zelashov. No. Reisu la'chokam ha'sholim balat mishoyzer. That's a famous paper on kiddushin. Mishoyzer. The cost of the hod amrina b'shmaizu the kiddushin lav kol kamina de'imach v'chulu. There it's also talking about a shavya nafshe. So there it's she was married. Hanudavka b'shmishoyzer nesua. She was married. The lo amrina the shavya nafshe chaticha de'isura. Ute Yisura Lei Shevim Baila. The Ma'achar that also Zman Bo Olev Behet there. Lav Kol Kamina Lochav Lebaila the lesser Olev Mashek Far Kodav Lo Shoyabo Olev. So he apparently makes the Hadgosha because he had already been Boil HaBeheter. He already lived with HaBeheter. And now she's trying to say that Bias with him are Osir. So Lav Kol Kamina, you can't do Shavya Nafshe. But that the Shaykh is Medayek because there were Bias Hamutoros already, so you can't transform it into Bias Hasura, so to speak. Avol of Hoysamu Reses, says the Atmos Yosef says, the Omra Shekibla Kedushin Meyacher, Hoyal Meshavin Atmos Hadikin Yisura, Moinam Habal, Milavo Aleha. You could say to the Baal, you're also to be with her, you're also to have relations with her, you're also to marry her. You could do Shavya Nafshe from an Arusa to an Arus. So that's what the Atzmus Yosef says. If you're keeping a scorecard, Atzmus Yosef says an Arusa can, see, I'm getting stuck myself, I don't have a scorecard. An Arusa can, Atzmus Yosef says, an Arusa can be Shavya Nafshe. Lomad came. The Atmos Yosef, that is, learned that out from. Where did he get it from? Midibur Rabbein Ushaya. That's the Tosis Rit. Shebesi Lamala. Rabbein Ushaya is the Tosis Rit. Shebesi Lamala. Shomer Hazem Meshum Dolay Agida Bey. Because her Nafshe Allah Mehemna. But if she's Agida, so the Atmos Yosef considers an Arusa not to be Agida Ba'oris. Imkain name the Barusa Masashavya Nachikadikadisura, Imkain Hikshu Taisa Shapir, the Yavamash has Kukla Ainala Kadin Arusa. So then Taisus is right. How did we start off this whole thread in the Shmaitzer? Taisus implied that a Shemeris Yavam can do Shavya Nachikadikadisura. So the Shmaitzer says, no, she can't. But now that we found in Atzmus Yosef that an Arusa can, So he's saying, I don't know, according to Nazim Shoyes, the Mishmeres Yavam also can. I would rather say that it could be even if an Arusa can, but a Shemeres Yavam can't. Because a Shemeres Yavam, you see, he can be Miyavam Habal Karcha. So you see that Har tie, or Shibud call it, to the Yavam is stronger than an Arusa's tie to the Arus. Because an Arus can't marry an Arusa Bal Karcha, and a Yavam could be Miyavam Bal Karcha. Bal Karcha.
Yeah, but according to the Joseph made,
this is
the question of whether there was
actually right, whether there had been relations already or not.
But he just takes that for granted, right?
That's what Joseph.
Yeah, no, between
Well, he's right that the reason that Shmaitzer so easily makes that tushtel because he's going with the Atmos Yosef's reasoning that it's dependent on beer. There has been beer already. So the fact that the Shemeres Yavam is more tied to the Yavam than the Arusa is tied to the Arus really is not relevant because Lamaisa, she didn't have beer yet with her. So you're answering a future beer. You're not poisoning what was already Mutter Dika beer. Ella, but the Shmaitzer says, we're almost finished with the Perek. Ella, the Gorisigu Shom Bishel, Shuvas Marit, Ayan Shom Shekosav, the Marit Hakog is with Atzmus Yosef. The Zelda Shon of Aloya, that the Hech Motzah Mokom Lidos Bidvorov, how can he make a mistake in the Tosus Arid and say what he said? That the Rabba, Bisham Stira Lidvorov, with the Matlik Bein Ahidi Kidashtani, Bitham Deloy Aghida Bey, he says the word, the key word in the place is rid of Agida Bey. Kiddushin is also called Agida Bey. If she would be Agida Bey, Kiddushin is called Agida Bey. Afilu b'kiddushin lo matzul shmefshe anaf shechatichet yisurah olav. So the Marit playing ping pong here, you gotta have a scorecard. So the Marit, you ever see these chess books? R2K2 white 2. Oh yeah? KF5 3N.
Oh no. I didn't think of that.
So you gotta. So the Marit says. Marit says, you don't have Shavi Anafshe. You can't do Shavi Anafshe.
Wait. Marit is saying you could not.
Marit is saying you cannot.
Oh, you cannot. You have either
of it,
right.
So you need a scorecard. We must listen to Chosu Lomar, Shlote Ishin, Asena, Seine, Abachim, Abachel, Asal, Baila, Avba Arusa Isa Mehach Taima. And Arusa also would be Shayach, meaning the whole cheshbon there, I don't want to go into it. The whole cheshbon that there's no Shavi Anafshe would be true by an Arusa too. But Mordechai Kosov and the Ferish Meitzin, the Kiddushin greater because the Chavti Leel Atkon the Shonu Ayin Shom, the Chivin the Afidu by Arusa Moim Motzis Mash Anafshe Chadicha the Tzura. MK, we're back to answering Tosus Kasha. I'm not going into those more lines. MK Yisyashev Kushis Tosus. So I do have a Teretz of Tosus Kasha. Of course, someone can easily say, yeah, but Tyson doesn't hold like you. I get the whole thing back again with the scorecard. So you could make a case that Tyson holds. You could do Shavi Anafshe. This is all the Schmeitzer's terrace of Tyson's castle. Tosus has other terutzes in Kasha. Sometimes when Tosus blights there, it's easier to accept an Achron's parrot because you're defending the Gemara. You say, how dare you answer Tosus Kasha? I say, how dare Tosus make the Gemara fair? I'm defending the Gemara, I'm not arguing with Tosus. But here Tosus does say other terutzes. So you're not You're not defending the Gemara.
The
Gemara, whatever it is, you get the Terence. So the Shmaita, you know, again, it's a different mindset. Shmaita decides he can in. If we were saying Shir, we would say, from Tosis, you see that you could be Shadya Nasha. The Shmaita said, no, I'm answering Tosis Hasha. Whichever way it goes. Yeah, Tosis says, yeah, you could. Tosis answered Kasha, maybe she's being Shavya Nafshe. So the Shmaita's answering, she can't be Shavya Nafshe. What's Tosis Kasha? Tosis Kasha, maybe, how do you know it's because she loves the oven, she hates the oven, whatever it is. Maybe it's because of Shavya Nafshe. And then you have no Raya anymore.
I know,
because
you have to show that it's not Shavya Nafshe, it might make sense.
Right. But Tosis does not back off of his assertion that she could do Shavya Nafshe. His answer is that that's not what's going on here because of the Lashon Choletzos. But the Shmaitzer says she can't do Shavya Nafshe.